The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We're heading for trouble, and then we're going to cut it off at the pass and make sure that you don't get into trouble yourself, because David Trainer joins us, and he is the founder and president at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. What makes something dangerous? It's that when most people look at it, they see one picture, and it's usually because they're looking at it from the top down, and that picture, well, it's not quite in focus. At New Constructs, they dig in at the bottom and then work their way up to the top. So they start at the footnotes, and they frequently find that, hey, here's why the picture is misleading. And when it is, well, if it's misleading in a bad way, if it presents a company that is not nearly as healthy as it might appear when you look at it from the bottom up, that's when a company is headed for trouble. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs, and they blog about all of their picks. So if you want more information about the security we're talking about today, you can get that by going to the website. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Live person.
Danger, danger.
Live person. That's ticker symbol LPSN, and it may be live person, but why are we here?
Bring out your dead.
Yeah, why are we thinking live person is dead stock?
You know, this checks a lot of boxes, Chuck, but in particular, you know, I always like it when I sort of feel like the business model is broken. And I also like it when I think the stupid money risk, which is, we've talked about before, you know, some company will come in and pay stupid money for another company just to keep investors excited. We think we got both here. The chat service is increasingly a commoditized and sort of me too product that most everyone else has, and also in sort of the customer service space, most of the big companies have already bought other firms. So, you know, LivePerson is kind of sitting here without any real competitive differentiation. They're burning through cash. They got maybe 2 years of cash left, and almost all the firms that might buy somebody have already bought someone. And just buying chat just that doesn't integrate with anything else isn't all that attractive. And so I don't see how you can make a straight-faced argument that this stock's going to go anywhere but down.
They're the ugly, nobody wants to dance with them person at the dance party here, right? That's what we're talking about there. The unattractive, you couldn't find a dance partner. But isn't there something there? I mean, so if that's the case and they can't find a dance partner and they're running out of cash, do they not have something of value that you say, okay, here's what happens if you break up the company and they just sell the assets off? Is there not something there? Or does this company go straight to zero because ultimately that's where it's got to go?
Before something goes into the danger zone, we want to make sure that there's not some sort of overlooked asset that's just going to cause us to be totally wrong. Because, look, we don't want to be wrong. And when the profits are as negative as they are, their profit margin is negative 4%. They've been spending at an increasing rate, or costs have been growing faster than revenues for a long time. The company's been around since 1995, so it's not like it's some new company that's going to come up with some whiz-bang technology. It's been around. People have been looking at it for a long time. If they had something special, you know, maybe they would have been bought by now. So we really don't see any redeeming features. I guess if they cut all of their costs, they might have some profitability, but then you have to take into account valuation. As you know, we love to quantify what kind of profits are baked into the stock price, and those profits are really, really high. All the good upside is pretty much priced in. What's interesting about the upside here being priced in is that the current stock price implies that they're going to go from negative margins, negative four, to positive four, which is a huge swing, by the way, a huge swing. And it's not easy to do. But then also grow revenues at 10% compounded annually for 12 years. It's one thing to cut costs and get profitable. It's another thing to grow. It's a whole other thing altogether to try to do both. The odd thing about the expectations based on the stock price, especially as it relates to growth, is that consensus estimates are for revenues to fall 8%, not grow 10%. So it's like, when's the market going to recognize the disconnect? It's clear where the disconnect is. You got a struggling business model. Keep in mind, the competition, they're not small companies. You know, Oracle, Cisco, Nuance, Salesforce. What else do I need to say, right? These
yeah.
guys can very easily build their own chat, give away chat, and still be profitable while a live person is struggling without profits.
So we talked about how bad the valuations are. Is there a scenario in which this company is not worth nothing long term?
I mean, yeah, there's a million of them. How likely they are is a question.
And not likely is what you're really saying.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, I don't know how many times stocks that we've had on the danger zone have gone to zero. Maybe not that many. I think our batting average is over 500. And I hate to say someone's going to go to zero because it's sort of something that seems not to happen. Somebody will buy it for a few bucks here or there. But it's hard to justify the stock price being much above half of where it is today, because even then you have to assume they get the profit at positive, go from negative four margins to positive four and grow revenues at 8% for, you know, 5 or 6 years. And then you're looking at a stock that's $3.
So it's live person, but it's not really live.
He's dead, Jim.
Yeah, it's dangerous or dead. However you want to phrase it, it's ticker symbol LPSN, the danger zone pick this week from David Trainer. David, thanks as always. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. I know you're traveling next week. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
David Trainer, everybody. He is the president at New Constructs. And if you want more information, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. And remember, they do blog about their danger zone picks. So if you didn't get enough of live person, well, you can get a little bit more information there as well. Up next, we'll be talking with Shiraz Mian from Zacks Investment Research. We'll do that. That's our second of two big interviews today when Money Life continues right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.